Here we're talking about mumim. We learned already about the mumim sheba oizen, mumim sheba ayin. Now we're talking about in the nose of an animal, or in the lip, or in the mouth. Chotmo is the nose. It's split, it's cracked, it has a hole. Nikav, nifkama, nistak. Svosoi shenikva, it has a split lip. In the outer side of the lip, it's cracked, or there's a piece missing. Chitav hachitzonius, its front teeth. Either the teeth are missing, or the animal ate enough. The animal wore down its teeth, and then very little is missing. Very little is the teeth are almost missing. Not because the teeth fell out, but because they're ground down. Pnimiya shenekru, if they're the inner teeth, so then they have to be nekru, they have to be out. If there's still a little bit left, that's not a mum kavua. So these are mum kavun. You don't have to check all the teeth. If the teeth further back in the mouth, from the teeth, matimas are the teeth in the front. If the teeth that are further back are missing, we don't consider that a mum. Now, why is it not a mum? The animal is definitely damaged, can't eat as well. But it's a mum shebaseisa. And a mum shebaseisa, we pointed out at the beginning of the parrot, will not pass. Well, this is a kula and a chumra. Legabi, a regular behemoth that you want to bring. Yanko wants to bring a behemoth, and then there are teeth missing in his behemoth's mouth. Can you bring it? The answer is yes. Legabi, a bukhar, it's a chumra, because these missing teeth do not render the behemoth a balmum, which would allow it to be nifta and then eaten as psulei mekdash. Mishnah Hay is now the mumin that are in the mokum ho'erva of the behemoths and the tail. Nifkam hazoivon, there's a kiss around the gid in the behemoth, which is a male. Oy ho'erio, in a female behemoth. Shal nekeva, b'mekudoshim, when we're talking about karbonis, this is a mum kavua. That means whichever karbonis can be brought from an akeva, so this will be a mum kavua. And by all behemoths that are a zacha, which is most karbonis, so over there, that will be the pegam. So that's the nifgam over here of these cases. Nifgam hazonov mino etzem. The piece missing from the tail, from the bone of the tail, not from the skin of the tail. Havaloimina perek, not from the parts that are between the atzomis. There's the vertebrae in the tail. That, if there's a chunk missing over there, that's a psul. But not what's missing in between the atzomis. Oy shehoya roish hazon of maftzel etzem. Let's say some of the skin of the tail is peeled off by the animal. And the bosor that's on the edge of the zonov, and the bone is revealed, oishiyesh bosor ben chulya lechulya, or in the tail, there's bosor meloy etzba. There's something missing, some deformity between the bones, between the different chalokma of the tail. That is a mum kavua, and that will passel the behemoth.